guy who was very suspiciously quiet all day yesterday, never saw him interviewed, haven't seen any quotes from him anywhere. It's Cowboys owner and GM Jerry Jones. Well, we have an exclusive interview with Jerry lined up right now. In fact, he does join us on the Ticket Hotline. Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning.
Well, are you okay?
Well, I'm not feeling too well this morning, as you can imagine.
Yeah.
I got blasted off my ass last night. Boy, that was failed.
Yeah, sorry about all that.
Listen to me now. Mark my words down. That's the last time I ever host a Super Bowl.
Wow, really? So you don't want Super Bowl 50?
No, we do not. It was a total beating. And well, now I'm glad the Cowboys weren't in the Super Bowl. It was so failed.
Okay, so you had some seat issues, and there were some issues with the sound, and the weather was bad this week, and some parties were canceled, and the ice fell off the roof of the Death Star, and the tents outside collapsed. But outside of that, there was some good, too.
Yeah, what? You just named off 100 things, not one good thing. Disaster of a week. It's clear that Jesus doesn't like me. We had weather that would inconvenience an emperor penguin. We had an avalanche at Gate G that couldn't be survived by Beck Weathers himself. And basically, I built a billion-dollar stadium just to showcase incompetence. That's the way it breaks down. We had all that seat mess go on, and I got to tell you, that is the last time I put Chris Arnold in charge of extra seating.
He was in charge of that, too?
Was, yes.
That and the Prince concert.
That's right. No, I didn't hear about the Prince concert. What's that now?
We'll tell you about that at another time.
And unfortunately, I ended up as one of the 400 people who couldn't get back in.
Yeah, I was wondering where you watched the game from.
Well, I got trapped outside the stadium in all that mess of a two-and-a-half-hour line of people trying to get back in. They're all yelling at me and ripping my hairpiece off and putting it back on. And finally, I had to get A-Rod to come out and vouch for me.
I don't know if that would help much.
And he got me and took me back up to my owner's suite. And I get up there, and Calista Flockhart was in my seat.
Uh-huh.
So I picked her up and threw her about 50 yards.
Yeah, she's a rail, huh?
Oh, yeah, she is. And Jesse Jackson was up there, and he's acting a fool and riding around on Jason Garrett's shoulders. But I had a lot of celebrities up there, and I loved looking at the fun bags on Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Oh, mm-hmm. Gosh, you shouldn't be doing that.
Yeah, I was kind of hovering around those because I know they'll be available within a year or so.
God, Jerry.
What the heck?
Jesus.
Just because it wasn't a great Super Bowl doesn't mean you have to say things like that. That's terrible.
I thought the Black Eyed Peas sucked.
Yeah, I kind of did too. But
that was where I'd never heard of them before, and Jerry Jr. was one who made me book them.
Oh, really?
He likes my whole bunch. And,
is he up there dancing too?
Oh, he was up there dancing around, shirtless, had his shirt all unbuttoned way down to his belly button, dancing. I was sitting there watching that crap just thinking, boy, this sounds like a bunch of ethnic racket to me.
Well, there's something good that comes out of this, right? I mean, there's 100,000 people that went there yesterday that were probably pretty happy.
Well, the only good thing that came out of the Super Bowl this year was my slightly successful halftime show on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Oh, yeah, thanks for letting us carry that for you.
Yeah, according to 80% of the P1s who didn't bag on it, they liked it. And I really wish now that I'd heard the Black Eyed Peas that instead they'd allowed my new band to perform.
Oh, yeah, you got a new band, huh?
That's called Wade and Jerry. And we performed on The Ticket. I don't know if you guys heard this or not.
No, I didn't get a chance to hear this. How'd it go?
I think it went pretty well. You want to hear a little bit of it?
Sure,
sure.
All right, take a listen. This is me and Wade.
Katy Perry, Jerry?
I love Katy Perry, Wade.
Well, I do, too. Let's get going.
You think I'm pretty without any makeup on. You think I'm funny when I tell the punchline wrong. I know you'll get me, so I let my walls come down.
Was kind of heavy. You brought me to life. Now every February, you'll be my Valentine.
It's nice.
Valentine.
Let's go.
go all the way tonight. No regrets, just love. We can dance until we die. You and I will be young forever.
You make me
feel like I'm living a
teenage dream.
The way you turn me on,
I can't sleep.
So let's wait. Don't ever look back. Don't ever look back.
My heart stops
when you look at me.
Just one touch.
Now, baby, I believe
this is real.
So take a chance and don't ever look back. Don't ever look back.
What'd you think?
Wow, that was fantastic. Yeah. I didn't know you guys were big Katy Perry fans.
Huge Katy Perry fans.
You guys are great together. Too bad you fired him.
Yeah.
I know.
I guess you can still do music on the side.
Well, yeah, well, that's the thing. We're going to have a band now. He can't coach football worth a lick, but he sure can sing.
Well, Jerry, better luck next time with the Super Bowl. Sorry so many things fell apart for you.
Well, George, good news is there ain't going to be no next time.
All right, we'll see you. Here's the fake Jerry.